Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Ceres.
Ceres. Okay. You're listening to episode 702. We are recording out of Chicago, Illinois in the Rogers Park area.
The fucking dump. That is Rogers Park.
It's up and coming.
And by Rogers Park, I mean my ass.
Ew. No one wants that.
Everyone wants it.
No one lives there.
Thank God.
Oh, speaking of Rogers Park, do you know, I just read that in Rogers Park, there were 88,000 votes made for the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump only received 1,065 votes.
That's 1,000 too many. Right. that's 1,065.
Which
too
I was
many.
Like, you know, it's this whole election thing.
I'd like to know who are those fucktards.
Right. It still makes me sad that this whole thing has happened, but it's still a relief to know that at least 1.7 million more people actually voted for Hillary Clinton.
I think it's is that a number
that's
from
today.
This morning?
Yeah, okay. 1.7.
Yeah, because they were still saying this. They were still counting.
Well, they'll continue to count until they're done. But yeah. Right now she's at 1.7, which I think is still, even though she lost, it's still amazing that she has gotten that.
Well, yes, because I think they're projecting that she's supposed to match what Obama got.
Oh, she got more votes in Rogers Park than Obama got both times.
Yeah, well... There's some smart people in this area.
And he
area.
Started like his Senate campaign here over at the Heartland Cafe when he became senator. That's where his first like
meeting
rally
was. Yeah. So. That's awesome. I'm going to miss him. I watched, Netflix is going to have a document, not a documentary, but like a movie, like, I think, or a series
him. Mm-hmm.
About him called Barry. And it's supposed to come out, I think, December 16th or something like that. Which is really exciting because you're going to get to see his backstory. Really,
does it show him show does it start by him being born in Kenya?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And that by he Kenya, got into you, the United States
and by Kenya you mean
he got a brand new birth certificate,
right,
from Hawaii.
Right. I was gonna say, and by Kenya you mean Hawaii,
right?
Because apparently Donald Trump doesn't know geography.
No, he's just a fucking idiot.
So, okay, so, you know, like, I'm going to just go ahead and dive into the pool of craziness that's been this last, like, week. We're going to go ahead and start off with Kanye.
Bitch, I've been calling that for how long now?
I've been calling it for how many years?
It's the since Kardashians. Like, we started. The fucking Kardashians make people go crazy. She has a rotten poison pussy. Like, seriously, close that shit up. Stop.
Sew it up.
All of them, whoever they sleep with, they fucking go crazy.
I know. I mean, that is, I'm sorry, I'm lifting it up because I'm putting my foot on there. So, okay. So, you know, he's an easy target. And what I posted, I'll read what I posted on Facebook because, you know, I kind of feel like it's really easy for us to, judge because we are on the outside and he is a public figure. And of course he's an easy target.
He's a public figure that makes himself very public by doing stupid shit.
So hold on. This is what I put. I said, I know that it's easy to judge or make fun of Kanye West. I'm guilty of it because we stand on the outside of that. But let's remember Amy Winehouse. Okay. We all poked fun at her and dragged her through the mud until her untimely death. He's a target because he says and behaves ridiculous, but he hasn't been okay since his mother's death, which I think has been the root of, you know, all
it's
this,
crazy.
His demise, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said, I think he didn't grieve enough and that has affected him. And here's the part that I'm sure people are going to hate me for it. Or I'm going to get a lot of pushback. You know, we need to have compassion for people like that. And I know that's really difficult because
you can't. After all the shit that we talk about,
right.
We cannot say, I could not say, oh, have compassion, because that's like Ann Coulter, have some compassion. It's not fucking happening.
First of all, it's not the same because I'm not Ann Coulter.
You're worse.
And I can already see that I've gotten a little bit of hate from it, which is fine. I mean,
Read the Facebook.
No, I'm not. But just what I mean by let's have compassion. Look at what happened with Britney Spears. We saw her go through. Did you see the skit by any chance for there was a skit that they did. SNL anyway that did that, but a lot of people were just like, oh, she's trash, she's doing this for herself, like, you know, she's causing all this to happen. But you have to also remember that, like, he's gone through a lot with his mom dying all of a sudden, and he didn't give, I don't think he allowed himself enough time to grieve, and who knows what he was going through prior to his mom passing away. You know, maybe there were signs there that, you know, something was off, and it just didn't display itself until his mom passed away. Now, I'm not by any means condoning anything that he's ever done, because he has brought this on himself in regards to the ridicule, the people going off and saying, oh, he's crazy, he's talking tons of stuff. But I also, on the flip side, me personally, you know, I can definitely understand when someone is being mentally strained, whether it's within their own demons or not, that how it can manifest itself outwardly. Mm-hmm. And I think that even though, you know, he said some really stupid shit and has really put himself on, you know, for being, fodder for, like, ridicule, it's still, for me at least, and this is just me trying to be like, you know, try to have compassion for people. Like, there's a very few exception, a list of exceptions that I will not have compassion for: Donald Trump and Coulter. And all his basket of deplorables, as Hillary Clinton said. I will never have compassion for those people because they do not display the same. And I'm not saying that Kanye West has. I just think that he is.
Well, he did just say he was one of the deplorables, that right. He would have voted for him.
I do think that I don't think that any of the stuff that he has said has been in a right frame of mind.
Right.
And I'm not saying that I fully have compassion for him. I'm trying to have compassion for him just because I really think that he is going through something that is mentally has broken him. And it's really sad. I mean, it reminds me of Amy Winehouse. It reminds me of Britney Spears. And it reminds me of Mariah Carey when she had her little meltdown. I mean, it reminds me of all that stuff. And it's just like, you know, these, I know I'm going to get flack for it, but these are people too, and they obviously don't live normal lives like we do. However, they also sometimes don't have people or friends in their basket to help them get out of that and say, I mean, I don't know. Did you read what Selena Gomez said? Like, how she had won an award on the AMAs, like best pop rock female.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she's been going through some really sort of emotional stuff that she's been, I guess, dealing with or whatever.
Oh God, could she please get over Justin already?
Right. And she just said, you know, she's like, I was very broken, but I continued. And that's not how it should be. Like, I should not have to continue going on, you know, even though I'm broken, and not fixing myself to be able to give you the best of me.
But and, then this is the thing, though. This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
These people are so rich. They have the option of stopping what they're doing. They could say, you know what? I need a few years off. Adele fucking did it. She was off for almost 5 years. They have the option to stop. But they just choose not to. It's like a drug to them.
So I will agree with some of them. Yes, I will agree. Some people, that's just how they thrive. And they thrive in that chaos. And it isn't until this point where they get, you know, completely exhausted and they're done. Like they break and then they have this, you know, the Kanye
West.
Didn't
the Taylor Swift thing happen before his mom died? So there was like.
I think it happened after his mom died.
I don't remember. Like, was his mom died 2009 or something?
I think so. But I think his mom died like not too much. I think it happened like right after his mom passed away.
I can't remember.
But you know,
I mean, we could look at the internet, but we don't do that because right. We just make up our own shit.
Right. We know everything and nothing about all of it.
Right.
So I just like, you know, I think that there's also a lot of things that come into play on the flip side to what you just said. Right. Like, yes, they have all the money in the world and yes, they could take a break. However, some of these people, like their contracts and their managers and their companies that they work for. They can't like contractually, like, for example, Mariah Carey is a perfect example of that. Excuse me. She said in several interviews that she could not stop, like, because she had contracts, she had deals, she had things that she needed to abide by. Otherwise, she would get hit with fines and shit like that. It wasn't until she got to this point where she broke that in the following, like, moving forward, she enacted in her own well-being by saying, like, I need this much time off. Like, I need this break. When I say no, no means no. Which a lot of artists, at her caliber at the time that this all happened, she didn't have to worry about money, right? Because she had enough established. It had been way many years in her career. And she would have been fine where if she took a break, it wouldn't hurt her financially. And even if she did get hit with fines, she'd be okay. But some artists, and I'm not saying Kanye in particular, because obviously he's a money-making machine. He has a lot of money.
No, he says he has no money.
Right. He's got, what is it, $50 million in debt?
No, he said he's like a gabillionaire in debt. Because right. His creativity got in the way.
Right. So, I mean, I just there, I just try to think of like, okay, you know, instead of it just reminds me so much of what happened to Britney, and like, I just feel bad that we didn't have enough compassion for her to really sort of like, you know, as fans and as people who watch her to really be like, hey, you know what? Like, let's stop hating on her. She's obviously going through something, you know, and we need to try to protect her and put her in a place where she's in a good, you know, she has good people surrounding her and she has the people that have really her best interests in at heart. And I just and I think that with Kanye,
well, he doesn't have those people because the fucking Kardashians are all about money, so they don't give a shit about him, especially the mom. She's probably like, oh fuck yeah, here's another reality show. Crazy. Right. Kanye.
Yeah.
With the K for crazy though,
right?
I mean, she's banking on that shit. Right. I know it.
I mean, I don't know.
Fucking hate.
It's just, it's a, I know.
I can't.
I know.
Can't with them. I, white girl, can't do it. I can't even clap right now.
they don't get to me that bad. But,
yeah, because you watch their shows and you're like not into
really.
It.
No, not really. I only watch their shows when there's nothing else to watch. And that's not. That's very few far in between.
How about people just stop watching TV? Because that's pretty much what I've done in my life. Because I can't fucking. Well, there's some stuff like The Crown that was good to watch.
Yeah.
But it's not fucking people like Rogers Park shootings or
right.
Political whatever or Kanye going crazy or, you know, even when I log into like my Google News page, I'm like, I removed entertainment from the section because I don't want to read it. And guess what is a fucking major headline? Kanye is hospitalized.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not fucking major. You know what's major? Is we have an orange asshole about to be president. That's fucking major.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. But anyways, that's my whole rant on Kanye.
I was going to talk about something else.
I think if you... just to kind of close it out, I just feel like... Maybe, you know, whatever. If you don't have compassion for him, that's fine. I just think that when you have people...
It's not that I don't have compassion. It's just kind of like...
No, I don't mean you in general.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Just in general. Like, if you can't have compassion for him, I get it. He's an artist. He's nothing to you. I just hope that in your life, if there are people like that or who are going through something like that, that you have find enough compassion to be like, hey, you know what? I know that you've been saying a lot of crazy shit lately, or I know you've been going through some stuff. Like, is there anything I could do to help?
Yeah, you know what can help? It's called FMLA. They're workers of the United States. They can fucking take that shit. Don't act like you can't take off time. You get 12 weeks you could take off for a mental breakdown if you fucking need it. So that, like, your whole argument that they have contracts and they have this stuff, yeah. But you know what? Normal people have jobs. They have children to take care of. They have to do whatever. They still have to go on too. So famous people, like, that's because they have no money to just stop.
Yeah.
Famous people get the luxuries of having the money and having all the benefits of FMLA, long-term disability. They get all that shit too. It's not like they're excluded from it.
No, and I'm not saying, I'm neither suggesting or saying that that doesn't happen. I just think that on the flip side to your comment, there are certain things that bind you to not be able to do that, or you do get fined. And even if you have a lot of money, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have that to dispose. Meaning, like, a lot of times when people say they're, when these artists say that they're millionaires, or other people say that they're millionaires, that doesn't necessarily mean that they actually have access to that money.
Right.
It just means they're, you know, they're total. No one wants to. I mean, would you, if you were an artist and you, and this was going on, and in your contract it says something like you can't
take, you can't go time, crazy, I don't think that's
no there. I know, but I'm saying you can't take, you need to meet these deadlines or you're gonna get fined, you know, $2-3 billion.
Well, you know, maybe it would never be billions,
but like,
but the thing is that
you have to, you are comparing your normal self to someone who is, you know, who is an art, or in particular this particular conversation, you're comparing yourself, your normal self, to someone who is in the industry and is an entertainer. Their lifestyle and the way that they live their life could be comparable to yours, except they just have money.
Yeah, but the thing is that would be okay if he was married to a secretary who makes no money. He's fucking not. He has a whole family that could support him.
Yeah,
that's different.
I mean, right. Him, it's in particular, not, yes. I understand what you're saying with him.
So he kind of gets on my nerves, because I'm like, I thought that it was because he was calling himself to attention and probably negatively. And now it's just like he's crazy. So I hope he takes off like his fucking like years that he needs, stays out of the camera, gets a fucking divorce. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I hope he comes back to like pre-breakdown Kanye, because he was fucking cool then. I liked him. His music was awesome. But then he got all this cocky bullshit in his head that he was the best thing in the world. You're not.
Right.
No one's the best thing in the world.
Well, I'll never forget when he was like, I'm better than Michael Jackson. Right. take several seats, buddy. You're not that great. You're good. And Michael Jackson is, I mean, he was like, he could play instruments. He could do anything without even having to think about it.
He's still below Prince. Even if he thought he was better than Michael Jackson, still got Prince to go through.
I mean, because
like, I mean, you Prince got a long Michael list of people really to go through.
Two, like, they were the top two artists that just, yeah. I mean, those are the gold standard. Those are the two people that you want to strive to have a career that even remotely comes close to their career in their life.
And then you have to get like through Aretha and like all those people. He's got a while.
Yeah.
he's got a long list before he gets to the
You know
top.
What? And like you said, he is, one thing you can never not say about him is he's a phenomenal rapper. He's really good at his flow. He's good at writing. It's just his fucking mouth gets in the way of allowing that to just speak for itself.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
That's long enough on Kanye. I mean, that's like fucking 20 minutes. That's the longest I've ever even thought about him. So what else we have? Oh, you guys, if you're not in the United States, we're getting ready to have Thanksgiving, which is our holiday for, you know, when the Indians and the Pilgrims got along and they all sat at one table and just chilled out and smoked some weed, and then they got real hungry. And then the fucking white people got crazy and killed everybody.
Actually, you know what?
Because I did a little research. It has some PCP up in that shit.
Actually, I did a little research and it doesn't actually say that. Now, I don't know if it's skewed because it's like Wikipedia. Because, of course, now we're in the age where Wikipedia is all real.
Reference.
Right.
I remember when I was in college, they're like, don't even go there. That's not even a
That was
thing.
Around in, when you went to college?
Wikipedia, it was the beginning of it, yeah. Because I didn't go until, like, 2007.
No, I'm not trying to say that you went, like, late. I'm just saying, like, I didn't realize how old it is.
Yeah, it's old.
I mean, I didn't... It's I thought not it as started,
big.
Like...
It wasn't as big as it is now, but...
Oh, interesting. See, I didn't realize how... Like, I don't know when it actually started.
My professor's like, don't even try to use a Wikipedia reference unless it's, you know, like, an argument style.
Because maybe I do remember that. Because now I
graduated in 2009.
Oh, okay, that makes
so
sense.
So I started in 2005, I think.
Yeah. Okay, because I remember. Excuse me, my psychology teacher said the same thing. He was like, "You can't reference Wikipedia unless it has an actual reference to what you are."
Well, they said we could use Wikipedia if we're doing a type of argument of paper, like trying to show other people's points of views, but we couldn't be like, Abraham Lincoln had brown hair, according to Wikipedia. Right. You know, we couldn't.
You couldn't reference it, yeah. Basically. Yeah, no, it's a. I was reading some of it, and it just, doesn't seem like it happened the way that I thought it did. Like, you know, they all sat at a table, had some munchies,
no,
and then
didn't.
All of a sudden killed each other.
Because they didn't fucking know each other. They didn't even speak their languages. So I'm pretty sure that's all a fair tale compared to what really happened.
Right. Could be scarier.
Right. Which would be like the first original horror movie of the United States.
That was the first American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, smallpox blankets.
American Horror Story, Thanksgiving.
So we're getting ready to have Thanksgiving. And then here in the United States, Black Friday happens. And that's when the world loses their shit.
All those fat-wristed Wisconsinites.
Girl. Wisconsinites.
That's what they're called, isn't
Indiana it? Indiana Nights. Illinois Nights.
No, they're called Illinoisans. And I think Wisconsin was, because of the way the word is, it's like it is Wisconsinites, whereas Indiana is Indianans, I think is what they're called.
Or idiots.
I
don't fucking know. Wait.
Or the armpit of the Midwest.
No. Yeah, Midwest.
Yeah.
Because New Jersey's the armpit of America.
Yeah, well, I think New Jersey's the armpit of the East. Sorry, Taylor.
New Jersey is the armpit of the Northern Hemisphere.
Isn't he from New Jersey?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't born in Philadelphia, right? Like, he just grew up in, or not Philadelphia, but
he lived in New Jersey.
Yeah, right. He should know. He knows that
armpit. He's from Jersey.
He's from Jersey.
And then
a close second is Ohio. Sorry, Taffy.
And Mark. Listener first, friend second, Mark.
Yeah. not him. I'm saying Ohio. Oh.
And then Black Friday comes, and then that's like, it's holiday season up until January 1st. Like
January 1st, it's more like January 31st.
Well, really the day after Christmas, people go batshit crazy again.
Right.
And then it slows down.
Right.
And then people get fired from their jobs, go on food stamps, and, you know.
Right, because they don't collect all the money and spent it all on Christmas, so now they have to collect money again. That's the way the system works, y'all. I mean, this is a time where people get uglier than the election. Like, I kind of feel like...
I wish the election was kind of like in April so that we didn't have to deal with it so much. Like, because it's like Halloween, election, Thanksgiving, you know, that's the first holiday that's like straight up family members who voted for different parties get into these fights. They stab each other, you know. Oh, that doesn't happen in your family? That's weird. Oh,
no. No, we just get all bitchy and catty over text messages and phone calls, and then we don't show up.
Because you're mad and you have a grudge for the next. Wait, do you have a hyphenated last name?
No.
No, you don't. So you get mad until the next hyphenated name gets actually changed.
Right.
Like, that's how long it takes.
Well, speaking of family wars, that's kind of what I'm going through right now. Like, one of my cousins is dating someone new. Okay. And they've been dating, I guess, for like a year. And so when my sister approached her about she hosted Thanksgiving last year, and she wanted to approach her to host Thanksgiving again this year. And it didn't go over so well. My cousin proceeded to tell my, because my sister, my cousin proceeded to tell my sister, my boyfriend wants to host us at his house in Aurora, past Aurora. So it's like already an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's far.
Okay, wait. This is a kicker. We've never met the dude. Never.
Well, I mean, if it was closer, I would probably think about going, even if we'd never met him.
Okay, but I'm sorry, but that's weird. Is that not weird?
It's kind of weird that you never met him, but if like they were closer.
Like, if you, okay.
Oh my God, do you think he's like a murderer or something? No, do you think he's a gang member?
Well, he's white, so he's.
Better. No, worse.
He's, he's clearly not a racist because he dated my cousin.
Does he have a neck tattoo?
I don't know.
Or a throat tattoo?
No, he's like a manager or like a higher up in the company that my cousin works for.
Oh, uh-huh. That's how she roll.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Go, cousin. Right. You'll make your money, girl.
He's got two kids. So, like, the whole thing is, like, he was hosting his small unit of family plus us, which is not a large family, but in comparison to his, it's a large family, right? Because you have me, my sister, her, you know, fiance, my mom, me. That's already four. Then you have my cousin's sister, who has two kids, her, and then her. One of her kids has, you know, they have a grandkid now. She has a grandkid. So that's his girlfriend, the grandkid. So that's like about six people. I mean, it's just like, it's a lot of family.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, you're meeting us for the first fucking time. That means, guess what? We can't be loud and yell at each other and piss each other off while we're at the dinner table.
So you have to be white people.
We have to be like white people.
Ugh. How dare you?
Passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive. No one fucking talks to anybody.
Pass me the mashed potatoes. Your mom doesn't talk
to you for 3 years.
I love that. Fuck mouth.
Fuck mouth. God, you're such a fuck mouth. I love it.
I love it.
Fuck mouth.
Oh my God, that's the title of a new porn.
Fuck mouth.
So it's like, you can't like, you, it's just, you have to then behave.
But maybe he likes that because he's married to your, or he's dating your cousin, yeah. So maybe that's what draws him to Latinos.
I don't know.
I think it's fun going to a Latino party, even though I usually don't understand a fucking word anyone's saying.
No, that's not true. Because you went to my family house, twice, and everyone spoke English.
But even when they don't speak English, I still have fun.
Right, because you're like,
because I know
they're talking shit about me.
I know how to play Loteria.
All right, exactly.
I could do it in Spanish. Or English.
Right. Look, I got the umbrella, the man with the umbrella.
I got the titties.
Right.
You know?
So my sister reviewed it with my mom and I and my other cousin, her sister, my cousin's sister. And she was like, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't feel comfortable going to his house because I've never met the kid. Like, I don't know him. I'm like, mm-hmm. Not only that, like, I feel like Thanksgiving, first of all, we don't see each other really
enough
outside of those two times, Christmas and Thanksgiving. We don't really see each other unless something happens in the family, like big. Okay, whether it's a death, a wedding. That's like
white people. Totally white people.
Yes.
Just say you want to be white.
And and you know, so it's a little weird. It's just like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel comfortable going to some dude's house that I don't know, and I'm meeting for the first time, and
unless it was soft scruff or growler, then you would be okay with that.
I wonder if his kid's old enough to be on that, and if he was gay. That'd be interesting. Anyway,
that would make holidays a lot better.
Yes.
And he's like your dream man come true, but right. You can't ever date him because he's like in the family.
Fuck that shit. He ain't blood related.
You could be brothers,
right?
Cousins, kissing cousins,
right? So then so I told my sister, I said, no, I don't think I'll be able to go, you know, one, I'm dog sitting, two, it's too far. Like it's already like, you know, I have to drive to my mom's house, you know, our house from Evanston, and then to drive an hour and a half, let's say, right? Mm-hmm. All the way to past Aurora. Like
Well, traffic may not be that bad on Thanksgiving Day. No, it's not, but it's still far.
Travel, right? Yeah. You know, you still have to travel a long distance. So my sister proceeded to tell my cousin that we weren't going to go. So my cousin responded, that's really fucked up. But moving forward, that's how I'm going to be. Like, you know what? Like, stop being a bitter bitch. because we're not.
And don't wait last minute.
That
and introduce you to your boyfriend
and stop being a douche, because you know what? I told my sister that I felt, or I feel, that she got a taste of what it's like to host a family function where she has to put a lot of the money into cooking and doing all that stuff, and she didn't like it. So that's why she deflected to him when he offered.
Right.
Okay. Which I totally get, because it is expensive. My mom had done it for 30 years. She has always hosted Thanksgiving dinner. Always. Even when we lived in the apartment, always hosted Thanksgiving. So for us not to host it, you know, these last couple of years because of the situation with my mom, you know, losing her house and all that stuff, we've had to sort of shift, right? Mm-hmm. And we can't host it at my place right now because we don't have furniture. We don't have a dining room table. We don't have a dining room, damn it. Where the fuck are we going to fit all these people? Especially
right
now.
You could do it Indian style.
Well, what we were going to do is, my sister has, like, she has a friend, I guess, who does, like, party events. And so she was going to ask if we could borrow, like, a table and have a couple chairs or whatever. Because we have the space in terms of the living room, because we don't have a living room set. You know, we don't have that yet. And so, my sister was really upset. And so was my mom, obviously, right? And so I just told my cousin,
why didn't your mom and your sister go if they wanted to go?
Well, I talked to my sister yesterday, and, you know, because she calmed down, and my sister was like, did you respond to her? And she said yes, and I just told her, yes, it really does suck that we're all, like, you know, we can't get together, but maybe if we eat early enough at my mom's, with my mom, maybe we can go see my grandmother and then leave afterwards to go over there, because they're not eating till later. And since, you know, Mexicans don't eat until like 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving because they think it's like Christmas, I told my sister.
Or every day.
Right. Or I told my sister, I said, well, why don't we do this? Why don't, if you talk to mom, why don't we eat early? Just us four, my mom, me, you, and your fiance, us eat earlier. You guys go see grandma, and then you guys go over there so you have enough time to at least spend time with her. I just won't go because it's too far. And she was like, oh, she's like, I guess we can do that. She's like, I'll talk to my mom and we'll see what happens. So that's the story right now. But it's just like, you know, you have some fucking nerve. Like, we've hosted dinner always at, you know, at Thanksgiving. And the first fucking time that you host dinner, one, you have the nerve to insult my mother by saying that by implying that your house was too small to host us, but yet it was okay for my mom to host, which my mom's house was much smaller than my cousin's house. So it's like, what are you?
Rude.
It's like, you're being fucking rude. And then to have a tantrum like this over Thanksgiving, when you fucking douchebag, we haven't met him. So how the fuck are we supposed to go hang out and be like, hey, like, we can't. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, you have to meet somebody somehow. Although she should probably just bring them to your house instead.
I said, that's what I told my sister. I said, it would be a different story if we were getting together at Shelly, my cousin's house, and we met him there. You know, that's a different, because it's all of, he's coming new to the family. So that's a great, I mean, I don't have a problem with that in terms of meeting someone, but why are you going to give them the hosting rights and we've never met them? You know what I mean? Especially when you're wanting to host our family, right? Like, that's crazy. So that's the family shit that we're going through right now. All I know is that, well, I'm eating some grub. I'm Thursday.
We're at 33 minutes. We're going to end this one so we can start another 30-minute show. So, you guys, 19 minutes of Kanye and
not Kanye.
18 minutes of Roger's family drama. Enjoy.
Enjoy while you can.
All right. So, this is Ricky. We're going to record another show. You guys, we have two YouTube videos filmed already.
Yes.
That Roger is going to be working on. When do you think it may be out? It'll probably be out before this even gets released, right?
Yeah, because I'll work on it tonight, and then I'll have it released by tomorrow.
Okay.
Sometime during the day, more than likely, hopefully, so early enough.
You guys.
And then the second one, I'll probably release like on Saturday or next week.
Okay.
Yeah, just to
kind of. If you want to keep up with Roger, since, you know, he's not going to be on the show, but he's going to be on the YouTube videos, make sure that you keep an eye and subscribe over there, because we talk about different things in the car usually, and it's just like random shit. Like, oh my God, almost got in a car accident. God, that's a big dick. Just like random shit like that.
Doing your short.
But if you want to keep up with Roger, that's a good way to do it.
Yes.
You could subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yes. And that's
Foul Monkeys. YouTube channel.
Tales from the Road.
You know what? We'll do phone calls and emails in the next one.
Okay.
Because we got some. We have just to tell what's in the next show.
Episode
we have somebody that de-lurked.
Oh.
They came out of the lurking closet. I'm so happy.
Was it two people though? Because
this week only one.
Okay, but that last
week. Last week we had one.
Okay, so we have two.
But we read that one.
Yeah.
And then Lurker Luke called. So,
Wait, did you save that one? Because I heard that one. Yeah.
All right, so we will talk to you next week.
Yes, bye.
This is Ricky, bye.
This is Series.
Oh, actually, next show, not the one that we're recording right after this one, but next week's show is the last one Roger's going to be on.
Yes.
So if you guys want to send some well wishes, do that.
Yes, do so. You know our number and the email.
We'll chat to you later.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be
testing,
there.
Testing. One,
hello.
Two, three.
Testing. We're doing a little testing.
No, wait.
I imagine that the guitar that's being played in this is like this big.